There's nothing quite as comforting as gathering around with mom friends and sharing stories. Stories have a way of making us feel better, and they're great reminders that no family is perfect, and that's okay. So join us as we share some stories and laugh, learn, and grow together. It's the iMom Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the iMom Podcast. Spring breaks are probably starting up in the next few weeks or so. Whether it's spring break or Christmas break or 2 months over the summer, breaks from school come with a lot of expectations and anticipation from both mom and kids. And so that's what I want to talk about today, how to make the most of time off with your children. They might want to relax. You know, you might want their drawers to get cleaned out. We all kind of go in with different hopes for the time apart. So I want to start by asking you guys, what do you think a good break looks like from a mom perspective? What is a top priority for the week or the summer or whatever?
I like a little bit of taste of freedom where they just don't have a schedule, because I do think, especially by the time you get to summer break, they're so scheduled out. Mm. Especially the older they get, that sometimes you just need your brain to not have.
That's what I think too. I think it's not necessarily about scheduling or not. I think I just like everything to be a little bit slower. I think I like just space to breathe, more white space, more, just a more relaxed vibe. And that's the thing about going back to school. I'm like, okay, we are back to right when you get home, do this, do that. Then we start homework. Then we do this. It's like, I just want break to feel, just relaxing. Megan, do you remember growing up, what you wanted from a break versus what you got from a break?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
Megan wanted time with her friends. Mm. So, and I do think that's the other thing I tried to do, maybe not for spring, but for summer, is...
See, I don't feel like that at all. We always took family trips.
Yeah, but you always brought someone to the lake. You almost always brought... We usually, for spring break, we'd go to the lake, and you would always bring a friend. If it was somebody's birthday, they got to bring all the friends. But for summers, I really try to think of what did they crave. So for Marky, it was always sports. Mm. So sports camps, what can I sign him up for? Just fun sports versus, competitive sports. For Emily, she always craved more art. So she loved this little camp, this theater camp they had. So what was it that really wanted you during the year and they just never could get enough of?
So what do you do if your kids' needs are conflicting? If one child wants to chill because they're go, go, go throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And the other one does, it's the opposite, but you can't be in two places at once. Or if you work you both have to go to a camp because I gotta be at work.
Yeah. That got really hard when we adopted two more, because they did have one of them had to be in summer school. Mm-hmm. And that was really hard for him. You got to be flexible. I tried to schedule several family times. I think Megan mentioned that, where we took a family vacation. We all went here, went there. The first week, I loved just not scheduling anything just because we're so exhausted. And then I did have to sign them up for camps where we'd have weeks where they were all busy so that I had time to do work or whatever.
A few episodes ago, we talked about the Sunday scaries. Is there a point in summer break where you were summer's almost over? Mm. I remember the week after July 4th, I'd be like, oh, summer's over. Because July 4th felt like the middle. And then you just saw school on the horizon,
Yeah.
Ramping up school for five was hard. Mm-hmm. And they were almost all of them going to different schools because we had different situations. So it was a lot. That ramp up was... Oof, here we go.
What were summers and spring break and things like that for you, Chloe?
Chill. And then there was 2 weeks we would be at camps, different camps. But for the
Did your mom work or did she? Was she
my home? Mom did work, but she worked at the school, so she had summers off.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. I did a lot of stuff with friends, but honestly, my mom really kept it pretty unstructured. But I think that was good for me because by the time summer was about to end, I was ready to get on a schedule.
Yeah. Do you remember looking back and at the end of the summer being we didn't do anything? I feel like my kids often, and that's kind of what I wanted to get across in this episode is how do moms and kids get to the end of a break and not look back and go, oh, well, I wish we would have done blank. I wish we would have spent more time together, or I wish we would have relaxed more, or, you know, like we, it just went by and we didn't do anything.
My mom's summer bucket list.
I know.
Very right? true.
Hello.
Or the schedule that saved our summer. Oh, I think that principle is good too, because then you get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
That's a good one too. Yeah.
So what can you do then to prepare in advance for a break? Like, so obviously life is happening, and so it's really hard to actually prepare to relax or whatever, but like, what should a mom anticipate or plan for to make the break whatever she and the kids want it to be? Or the dad, too. I shouldn't just say
mom. I mean, I do think we had family meetings, so you talk about it. Like, what's a win? Everybody needs to have a win. What memories are we going to create? Like, what's something that would, even if it's a no rules night, we've talked about that, you know, where we're going to have three of them this summer.
Yeah.
Like, one a month or something,
that's
you know?
Fun. Yeah.
So you definitely want to create some fun stuff. And then you got to have the structured stuff too.
Yeah.
So I did. I will say I had a pet peeve about kids sleeping in.
Yeah.
Just annoyed me to no end. No, there was no sleeping to noon.
Yeah.
You know, come on, we're going to get up and do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that can set the tone for the day too. It doesn't mean you have to get out and do yard work, but by waking up at, you know, by nine or something, that actually gets them, you know, on the right rhythm for the day.
Yeah.
I was just talking with one of our writers about an article I'm working on that's something like, you know, can I be a yes mom all summer? And this idea of being, and she called it, she's like, my girls called it vacation mommy. Are you vacation mommy right now or regular mommy? And she's like, all over the summer, and on spring break, I just tried to flip a switch and just be more vacation mode-ish. And I think our kids notice that. So maybe, and I don't plan on saying yes all summer. I can't say yes to everything. But going into summer with that attitude that I took out of our yes day of why is my first inclination to say no? Yeah. And can I just take a pause and go, could I say yes to this? What's the point of no?
Especially when it comes to that creative play. Like, I think I've told the story when the movie Holes came out, my boys dug holes all over the yard. But we were putting a pool in, so it was okay. But still, why not? Mm-hmm. It's more like, you know, why can't they do this? Oh, you want to paint. Oh, you want to go to the craft store and get a bunch of stuff with your girlfriend and we're going to like make a mess in the driveway. Okay, why not? Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to have a balloon fight? Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to have a shaving cream fight? Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe the preparation that she does, it's not about printing some of our printables or whatever, but those are great. It's saying mentally, okay, I'm going to be in vacation mode.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn off this notification on my phone and I'm going to just be vacation mommy or yes mom for this week or for this summer.
I have a question as a new mom, because this is something I've thought about a lot since I had summers with my mom, but I'm going to be a working mom myself. How do you maximize quality time with your kids when, you know, when kids get a little bit bigger, they have summers off. Mm-hmm. How do you maximize quality time with them?
That's a great question.
I think you have to save your PTO.
PTO. Yeah. Maximize your PTO. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for my boys' spring break, which is at Easter, so it's still like a month away, I will take like 1 or 2 days off. And then I try to like, if I have like my parents around, then one day is like, they just get to go and do something fun with Gooey and Gob. And then, or it's the day that I let them totally veg is the day that I'm working from home.
Okay.
And okay, guys, today is your day
TV.
To be on a screen and go outside and play. And we're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. You can have today to veg because tomorrow I'm going to have the day off and we're going to go and do something.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps achieve that balance because I can't do everything.
Right.
You know, yeah. And my mom's a teacher too. So I didn't have that. I had the same experience as you over the summer. And it is hard. You do, you know, you have a few days or like a week off or whatever, but it is kind of just the reality of it. And I think that a lot of working moms struggle with that, of feeling like, am I giving my kids the same experience that a mom who doesn't work is giving her kids? And it's not the same experience, but it doesn't mean it's not still a good experience, you know?
Yeah.
And you are in the majority. I think most women today are working. So
yeah.
Talk to your other friends that work. You know, maybe there's something that you can do to help each other, you know, or bounce ideas off each other, even how to share that childhood or that childcare.
Yeah.
I do think it gets easier too the older your kids are.
Yeah.
So if you can take off work an hour early and go do something from 5 to 9,
yeah,
it's different when your kids are a baby and they can't really do that. When your kids are older, it's like, okay, we're going to go get pizza. We're going to play games. We're going to go to the beach. Here you can go to the beach at 5 o'clock and still get plenty of sun.
That's a good point. Yeah. Making like those after work hours extra fun. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yep. Because they're not going to have the homework. Like their evenings are open where they weren't before.
You're going to be tired the next day, but that's
Summer is going to be the exhausting season for you. So during break, like specifically summer break, how long do you wait? You know, for me, usually the first week, I'm like, just chill, guys, just relax. How long do you wait before you start saying, all right, we're going to practice our math facts so we don't have the summer slide, or we got to do summer reading, or we're going to do some chores?
I'm 1 week, but keep in mind, I had 5. And so if I had not had the boys, probably I could have slid a little longer. But I just felt that need that, okay, we're going to take a long break and then we're jumping right back in it. Because I don't like, especially with one of my boys, having to push him to execute that stuff at the end of the summer. And so it was, the longer I put it out, I found the harder it was for them to jump back in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I like to get it all done early.
What do you do though when they push back, when especially when they're teenagers and you have an idea for summer? And this is maybe a two-part question. You know, one of the issues is that they don't want to do the thing, and so then it creates a fight. The other half of the question is their desire for summer might be completely different from yours. They don't want to hang out with you as much as they want to hang out with their friends, you know? Like, I'm not at the point where I'm parenting teens yet. And so I'm just looking at it and like,
you're
how am
the parent.
I going to do this?
I just say, don't open those doors. This is what we do. Mm. Megan, did you ever feel like there was something? Yeah, I don't know. What was your perception of that?
Growing up in a family of 5, like, you didn't get choices on anything. When we went through the drive-thru at McDonald's, it was 5 cheeseburgers and 5 waters. Like, when we were told we were doing this for summer vacation, this is what we were doing. That's, you don't have a choice. Like,
backs up what
we
you
didn't
said,
get
Susan.
Options. So maybe that's where I'm like, I just got told I was doing stuff.
Yeah, we're going to the lake. It wasn't a discussion. There was no like, you can't, I don't want to go to the lake. No, nobody gets left behind.
Do you feel like you do that with your kids, Megan? I mean, your kids are little, but like not giving options?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're too little to really. I mean, James has started talking back a little bit more, saying, no, I don't want that. Or I don't like either of those options. And I'm like, well, sorry.
Yeah.
Get dressed. I think you do set the expectation of, this is okay, let's plan our summer. All right, our kids had jobs. I will tell you, our kids got real jobs in the summer. They actually made money once they hit a certain age because they had to pay for their own car insurance. some of them earlier than others. They were babysitting at 12.
Yeah.
So some of them had responsibilities we'd work around. And then we'd say, okay, some of them, there always was an allocation for a camp or two they wanted to go to. And then there was, here's our vacations and we're going. And we kind of tried to find things they all like to do. But you're a family first. And, okay, family first. You know, my mom's part of family first. There we go. You're family first and your parents first. And you're adults. They're kids.
Yeah.
And so vacation is a time to grow and have fun, but it's also a time for relationships. And that's why we have families, right?
Yeah. That's good.
So what is the thing that, like, if a mom really wants to have, like, that quality time moment with her child or with her children over spring break, you know, this, maybe it's coming up this next week. Like, what do you think is do you guys have any like memories? Not Megan. She doesn't have any memories.
Poor Megan. Poor Megan. It was chaos in our house.
Now, you know what? It's all making sense. I don't know if it's that I don't have a memory or like, you know what? I didn't have to
I didn't
think
have
about
a choice.
What I wanted. I just got told what I was getting.
Do you guys have any memories of like a little thing from a break that meant a lot to you? And I'll say what I'm thinking. So my mom was a teacher. This wasn't spring break. This was summer, but she probably did over spring break too. She used to make tuna fish sandwiches during the summer, like all the time. We ate tuna sandwiches, maybe because it was hot out and it was a cold sandwich. I don't know. And she puts hard-boiled eggs in it and celery and puts a pickle on the side. And she served them on these square Tupperware plates, like the carrot orange ones and like the pea green ones, you know, from like the 70s and 80s. And we would watch like Perry Mason and like all these, I swear I could probably solve a murder at age 10 because I watched so many lawyer and murder shows. But like that was just the thing that we did over the summer, and the air conditioning was on really high all the time because it was so hot out. So like, I just remember being in the house and it being cold and eating tuna sandwiches and watching Raymond Burr solve a mystery and be a lawyer or whatever. Like yeah. it wasn't going to the beach or building sandcastles or doing like that. It was eating a tuna sandwich, you wow. know, that yeah. she made. And even to this day, I'm like, Mom, will you make me a tuna sandwich? Aww. So like, I don't know. I just kind of want to take the pressure off of moms and be like, mm-hmm. what meant a lot to you guys?
Yeah. For me, like my mom was always the mom that was like, I'll drive you guys. Like mm-hmm. I know now that was strategic of like, she got to hear, you know, be in the conversation with us. Like, and she'll tell you some of her favorite memories were like listening to us sing, you know, Miley Cyrus and all these like crazy songs.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but specifically driving out to the beach because we lived really close to the beach, but it was like a 15-minute drive down like a nature highway. So it's, you know, not a lot of cars out there. And she would just let us blast the music and roll down the windows. And sometimes she wouldn't even stay at the beach with us. She'd just come back and pick us up. But it meant a lot to me that she was a part of that memory.
Mm-hmm. Just driving.
Yeah, just driving.
Nice.
I loved, at the time, maybe I wanted to like stay home and hang out with my friends, but I love looking back on pictures of all like the fun places we went on family mm-hmm. vacations and just like the activities that we did. And I loved that like my parents made it a point to teach me how to snow ski and water ski mm-hmm. Because it's like the one cool athletic thing that I can do now in my older age. But just we like took so many fun trips together, and they did make it a point that our families stay really close because, you know, friends do come and go. Yeah. And I'm sure some of those friends that I was hanging out with now, we've just grown out of being friends. So I feel like our family memories were all so fun. And I just love that we got to go experience different places together.
Mm-hmm. So every summer, this is my favorite thing with my kids. Every summer I had 6 other mom friends. There were 7 of us. And there's this dumpy little pink motel. Not hotel, motel, which means it's like this little strip that leads down. It has a little slice of space that leads to the beach. And all the little, I'll call them pink cottages, were in a row. And the 7 moms would take their 19 kids.
Oh my.
And we rented each a little cottage each. Aww. So crammed in, because I had at the time 3 kids when we started this, crammed into this little tiny unit. And it was 7 moms, 19 kids for a week. The dads came on the weekend. But during the week, our kids ranged in age from, at the time we started, my son was the youngest, 9 months, to 18.
Wow.
And the 18-year-old got to bring a friend. So they were the babysitters of 17 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the plan was this. We had – it was so organized. We had to sign up for lunch. So every mom had a couple kids' lunches and a couple adults' lunches. So if you were on kids' lunch or adult lunch, you were off – you weren't watching kids then. The other 2-3 moms would be watching the kids. Mm-hmm. And then every mom had a dinner, and it was over the top. Aww. Like if you had dinner that night, you were off kid duty all afternoon. Somebody had to take your kids because you were prepping in a 4-foot counter right. space. Yeah. It's like it was crazy. But we would put the kids to bed. So the babysitters would kind of take over and the little kids would go to bed right away. And the moms would play cards until 2 a.m. or
fine.
Talk or sit outside our doors because we would sit outside on the little lawn in front of the pool and we could see everybody's door. So you knew if a child was escaping.
Yeah.
But the kids would either be in the pool or at the beach. It was like, okay, who's taking the kids to the pool? Who's going to watch the ones at the beach? And they just played in the sun all week.
That's awesome.
A great idea.
It was so fun.
Megan, do you have any memory of that?
Oh, yeah. I loved – we called it Beach – did yours
it was called Beach Haven, and the moms became the Beach Haven
oh,
babes.
Oh, I never knew the origin of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, did you not tell them what it was called? I loved Beach Haven. I literally looked forward to it every year. It was
tradition.
Like basically the highlight of the summer because it was a win-win for me because, you know, I got to be with my friends, but then it also was family time.
Yeah.
So it was great.
2 birds on stone.
And at first it was just the moms and the kids for 5 days and the dads got so jealous. We extended it into the weekend and they came on the weekend.
Oh, that's so great.
I love it. Well, I'll put links to a bunch of fun printables, like The Schedule That Saved My Summer. That one's a good one for like dividing up and making sure you're not doing all relaxing or all work. during the summer. The bucket list is another good one. Some road trip games. We have some good ones for that too. I'll put all those links in the show notes. And have a great spring break.
Thanks for listening to the iMom podcast. iMom is the motherhood program of the nonprofit organization Family First. Along with our fatherhood program, All Pro Dad, we exist to help you love your family well. Subscribe to our daily email, the iMom Minute, by going to imom.com/subscribe and get tons of great ideas, insight, and inspiration. The iMom podcast is hosted by me, Abby Watts, along with Susan Merrill, Megan Tigner, and Chloe Blumenthal.